Welcome to Watching Westworld, the officially unofficial podcast for Westworld on HBO. I'm Jim.
I'm Aaron.
And we just got done watching Season 2, Episode 1, the season premiere called Journey into Night.
Yep.
Aaron, what'd you think of this first episode?
I don't know what to think, man. It was simultaneously more ambitious than I thought it was going to be. Like, I honestly did not expect us to see this much devastation and destruction. I kind of thought that it would be a fairly small and contained host incursion that maybe Maeve would be able to, I don't know, sneak around in the shadows and do things. But it's like there's an all-out civil war, and it looks like the hosts are winning. Like, this is just a massive, massive body count in this episode.
Yeah, yeah, almost to the point where I'm like, were there really that many human beings in the park?
I mean,
it
makes sense. It's a park, right? It's like Walt Disney World kind of thing. And then I started thinking, okay, but it's also oddly disjointed. Like, it was more ambitious and less sure of itself, or maybe I was less sure of what it was trying to do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you there. I think this episode was good. It certainly had me at attention here, but it almost felt obligatory in some ways. Like, this is maybe not, it's the thing that they had to do in this first episode, because you have to kind of pick up where we left off last season, which is the reckoning.
Right.
But in a lot of ways, I was just kind of over it before it even started. I'm like, this is not the interesting part of Westworld, right? The violence and the killing is not the part that I like about Westworld. It's the mystery, the intrigue, that kind of stuff. And I felt through watching most of the like action in this episode that I was kind of bored with the action before it began.
Yeah.
And the larger things that it's trying to do, I think I will probably appreciate more in the second watch.
Yeah.
But my initial reaction is kind of like, it was good, but not amazing.
Yeah, I found like I was much more interested in stuff that's happening in the margins, like, you know, Maeve, her plot line, trying to find her daughter, trying to recruit whatever dumbass writers. What's his name? Leroy?
Lee, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just add a Leroy. Leroy?
Now that he's got the Roy Rogers get up, he is Leroy.
I thought that was it. The man in black, you know, getting his wish to, you know, something's actually mattering. I thought that was some interesting stuff.
His encounter with young Ford was really weird.
Yeah. Like Ford is counting on, like, William's playing a part in Ford's melodrama, which involves freeing these hosts, because like, you know, first round the game wasn't for William, but this door is explicitly for William. But, you know, I mean, I there's just a lot of puzzling things, like, you know, I know there's a lot of things we struggled to understand about Delos and the outside world, and kind of how powerful they would be, and like how much relative authority does Delos have over, like, the countries that are around it? And, like, you know, I just felt, like, even more puzzled, because there are probably very prominent, wealthy, powerful people, like, amongst the board of directors and the high-profile guests that are there for this celebration. And Delos is just like, we're not even, We are engaging in communications within the park, so we cannot plausibly say we didn't know about this, and we're also not going to rescue these people until we get Peter Abernathy's brain pod out. Like, damn, that's some cold shit.
Cold shit.
That's like, they don't like that's the kind of cold shit you do when you don't care that CNN and MSNBC and ABC News is going to be up your ass asking why these 70 rich and prominent people died in your park.
Yeah. I want to know why the ultimate decision maker was not in that park. What did he know?
Yeah.
Or she know?
Yeah.
You know, Charlotte's communicating with somebody who's making a decision about whether or not to pull them in or out.
Yeah, I'll say this. This head Delos guy, I'm not very impressed with him.
The security dude?
What do you mean? Is he a security dude? I thought he was like,
he's like chief of operations or something.
Chief, so he's the COO of Delos?
Maybe. I don't quote me on that. Like I said, it's an instant take. So
yeah, I mean,
not sure who he is.
I just felt like I didn't like his face. He reminds me of some of the shallower side of the shallower bench of Negan's henchmen from The Walking Dead.
Really? Okay, I was thinking like a skinnier, taller Jason Statham. Oh, wow.
I wouldn't attach that much charisma to the gentleman.
That's fair. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, clearly I'm not supposed to like him. He's going to be a villain of some sort, but like, I don't even like him or respect him as a villain. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I kind of wish Stubbs was leading the charge.
Right? And how much fun did we make of Stubbs last season?
A lot.
So like when we're longing for the cup of tapioca to take over from the block of tofu, I think it might be a problem.
I have all kinds of questions around Stubbs too. Like,
yeah.
Last we left Stubbs, he was taken hostage. He was captured.
Oh, there's going to like wake by the time you wake up tomorrow. By the time you wake up tomorrow, in the magical land of Ireland, apparently you are going to
they're
be
the best theory crafters. Irish, yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. There's going to be 15 separate Stubbs is a robot theory on r/Westworld.
I mean, there's one in my notes already. I'll just go post it.
You heard it here first. Stubbs is a robot. I mean, because you know, the block of tofu is asking Bernard to, like, give him answers. What happened here? Answers. Like, Stubbs ain't volunteering shit. And Stubbs has got a story to tell. We know.
It seems like it, yeah.
We know.
I'm trying to... What about Dolores' plot here? She seems very much on the warpath, which is totally understandable.
Yeah, no, it's... A lot of that stuff was cool. I mean, it's weird seeing, like, humans being tortured by the hosts because, like, I don't know.
Because the stakes are real?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, not just... It's not that. It's just as a... It's weird. It's like, it's like as a human.
Yeah, I felt it watching the episode, for sure.
You know? I feel like it's kind of must be what it's like to be a German that's watching, like, Indiana Jones. Like, wow, there's a lot of my people's faces being melted.
That's
not
very
the German,
much...
all Germans are Nazis. I was just saying, like, it's that, and just, like, I'm not a murderous robot, you know. But then again, like, you know, that's an open question. Like, how would I behave in a Westworld-style park?
Right, and you're very much supposed to feel uncomfortable in those scenes. And you're supposed to draw... you know, the parallels between what they were doing to the host before and what the hosts are now doing back to them.
Right.
And it almost makes me wonder in some way, like, are we, by the acts of atrocity committed upon these hosts that we visited upon them, are they in turn visiting them upon us? Is that degrading them as beings? Like,
it's
are we turning
to.
Them more like us because they... have this vengeance tendency?
Yeah, like the torture doesn't just change the torturee, it changes the torturer. So I would think that whatever beautiful new life form is being created here, that it's the thing is like, is the damage already done? Because
They're made in our likeness.
They've had
one.
Several lifetimes of abuse and dehumanization that they've undergone. So.
Right.
But I don't know. It felt weird to like watch that and just kind of witness like, that's, you know, cause like how many of these people would have done, I don't know. That's the other question, I guess, that we didn't meditate a lot from season one is like how many people, if you went to Westworld and told them like, these are robots, you can't hurt their feelings, go nuts. Like that's one thing, but like how many of these people would have changed their behavior if they're like, hey, these are self-aware, sensitive, intelligent robots, but it's not illegal to kill, rape, and maim them, so kind of go nuts anyway. Like, how many people would be like, you know what, I can't, I want my money back.
That's me. I am a robist through and through, but there is no way that I could do that to something that I know is conscious and sentient and all those things. Couldn't do it.
What if there was, like, some, like, you know, they're capable of
borderline. They're borderline.
Yeah, like one of these, like the right couple of electrons bounce around their head, and they'll be truly alive.
Right. Where is that line?
Like,
that's a fair question.
Yeah, because I feel like that there are certainly people nowadays that if you said, hey, it's open season on class of people, they would like grab their guns light it up. Mm. So like. I don't know. I don't think the world of the time the Westworld it takes place is it's going to be any more enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's like, you know, again, that like you said, that discomfort and all that stuff is baked in.
I have so many questions about like technology and Delos plans and just like.
What are they doing them drones?
They're setting up a lot of big stuff. Well, what are they? Okay, there's a very conspicuously absent type of drone here, which is just a quadcopter drone kind of drone like we know, which could have done a hell of a lot of reconnaissance for the security team sweeping through. Like, their only form of reconnaissance is to walk through a town with guns drawn, hoping nobody ambushes them.
I mean, I guess they know where all the hosts are, right? Or is Dolores and her crew off the grid?
It's my guess that Maeve probably is.
Yeah.
Because Maeve can alter her own programming.
Right.
And programming of other hosts.
Right. And Bernard seriously doesn't identify as a host to everyone, or their jig would have been up decades ago.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of questions.
But he's also the special case built by Ford, right?
So. Yeah. And I guess last year the show had convinced me that these were pretty much stock humans with, maybe some implants to like they've got explosive collar bones or whatever. But like I didn't expect a whole reactor core inside their head.
Yeah, the brain was weird, and there's some liquid around it that needs to be there in order for it. Maybe it's a cooling liquid.
Like that's the thing that was crazy. Bernard withdraws like I don't know how many cc's of brain juice.
Yeah,
because
he's calling it here in the studio.
It's as good a name as any. He withdraws all this 300 cc's of brain juice and just shoots it right into his brain and pops him off because he was leaking through his ears.
Yeah.
We saw in an earlier scene. Also, I'm not sure I really appreciated the helter-skelter timeline of this episode.
Okay.
Because there was a lot of jumping forward and backwards just within the same day and not a lot of cues. Like, it keeps you on your toes, and I know that's something that Westworld likes to do, but, like, I felt like I didn't know what the payoff was.
Yeah. Like, it didn't feel as important in this episode as it did in the previous season.
Sure. Like, it's one thing when you're separating 30 years and, like, kind of jumping forward and back and that and keeping people, like, jumping essentially less than 24 hours around.
I think it was, like, 11 days is what they said. Like,
oh,
between
really?
The time they found Bernard on the beach and the time this whole incident went down.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah.
I thought that we were seeing one day.
No, I think it's, like, 11 days.
So that just raises so many questions about how Delos is keeping this under wraps.
Sure.
Have they replaced all these humans?
No. How long do you go to Westworld for? I think it's like a week.
I think there was a maximum, right? You couldn't stay for longer than 28 days because then you had to rotate out for at least a week just for mental health, I guess.
So you don't turn into the Man in Black.
Yeah. He just lives there, I guess. That was his cabin.
Yeah,
he's got if you're well healed enough and connected, you can have your own little home away from home. That's got your
if you own the company,
all your cosmetics spawn there, so you don't ever lose them.
I'm super curious what's going on with this DNA stuff because it's something we talked about in season one,
right?
Like, well, there's this clause in the
Delos
the
Inc.
terms
website.
Of operation or whatever that you sign when you go in, the user agreement essentially,
right?
Where it says, like, we can harvest your DNA, and we own everything that you do in there, and your likeness, and now we know that they're actually using that for something, but we don't know what for.
Right.
I'm curious, though.
Yeah.
That could be, like, the big reveal of this season, is the Delos plan.
It could be that, like, people die on the reg in there, and they just replace them as robots.
Yeah. And there are already a bunch of hosts out in the real
world. That's
the
only thing that really, if it's seriously 11 days have lapsed and there's hundreds of guests still in the park, which are another thing that was stated, like, I don't see how they keep that.
How would Bernard not know about that?
How does Delos put a top secret drone laboratory in the middle of Westworld that no one knows about?
I mean, my blanket.
Like, who is the god of this universe?
I thought
it was Ford.
Yeah.
So Ford knew about it and approved it, but it was just like a neat, like, it's just.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, this is something he worked out with the board, so.
Because you would think if they could get in there and build something under his nose, they could also get the data out.
Because what
I think they're
doing is, like, an assembly line. They're, like, one at a time taking the host out of the park and pulling their memory core and copying everything so that they'll have. Is that one of the fiendish plans they have, is to have blackmail material over everyone?
Could be.
And then who gives a shit? Like, it's like the public either thinks these are meat puppets that you can do whatever with, at which case, respected senator fucking skull fucked a dead barmaid in a bucket of cow milk. what are we going to do? What do we feel about this world? What do you think? And like, it's Westworld, baby. You know?
I mean, maybe the broader world here is one of political like outrage over this park.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe the
public is very angry about this park. Well, right. We haven't seen outside the park.
That's true.
So
that's true.
Once we get out there, maybe that would be a thing people would be angry about.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, not in the instant take. I think we're going to turn it over to chat here.
Yeah, it's about this time we're going to deploy the true power of the instant talk. We have been running. There's been chat. I've been seeing it at a quarter of my eye, chatting, just stacking up here. And that's where we'll have to leave it for the instant talk. If you're not a club.baldmove.com subscriber, if you'd like to join us each week for an extended real-time chat interaction where you can ask us questions and comment on an episode and get our responses, you can join the club at club.baldmove.com. The instant talk is one of the many exclusive features of the club. Again, check that out at club.baldmove.com.